a deposit for your future. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
It's Personal Finance Wednesday on the Noon Business Hour. In this segment, we're exploring some costly mistakes that young people are making that could derail financial security. We welcome back to the show Craig Bolanos, founding partner and chief executive officer at Wealth Management Group in Inverness and Downers Grove. Craig, I'm assuming there's all kinds of mistakes that younger workers can make, and I'd imagine one of them would be just not even thinking about their financial future, not even beginning to plan.
Oh, I think it starts there, you know, and so often the millennials get a bad rap for overspending, not saving, but I want to give a quick shout out. Millennials in general are doing fantastic. A lot of them are saving money, launching their careers, but you're right, it comes down to the basics, and we always consult with people, and we say the most obvious clue is deceptive, and one of the most deceptive clues for millennials, and anybody listening again, is failing to consider the real financial consequences of taking on the heavy burden of student loans. You've addressed it on this program, but people just don't seem to get the message, Cisco.
Well, and I think what's difficult with that is you have schools, none in particular, but you have schools, they need students, and so they talk up student loans. You know, set it and forget it, just get the loans, you won't pay it off until later, you can deal with the payments, and you have students who know that they need the degree in order to likely be in the middle class. Although there's more people getting really good jobs in the trades these days, too. There's all this pressure to go ahead and get that college degree. And I think that's why many students fall into that student loan trap.
No, I think, you know, college is needed for many, but again, there needs to be value. So something we've talked about with our kids is thou shall not cross state lines just for a better mascot. I've reminded my boys, hey, the Badger in Wisconsin might be a better mascot and a better football team than University of Illinois, but I'm pretty sure the core curriculum might just be the same. Well, away from that, the second thing I constantly see is related to what you said, which is just everyone postponing their savings. For whatever reason it is, they're not yet saving for retirement, they're not yet saving for their kids' education, and we're just losing that basic principle of the eighth miracle of the world. We call it compounding, and people just need to get on the savings that much sooner, but it doesn't start until we actually identify our goals and why those goals are important to
us.
Now,
you have a lot of people who they get the job, they start making some money. Now they feel like they want a house because they've always felt like they wanted to own their own house. Are there some pitfalls there, too?
Well, I think when you're buying the house, what I need people to be very careful of is there's a lot of millennials, great education, great skills. They earn great incomes right out the gate. And when you earn a great income, you can qualify for a more large mortgage, which leads not everyone, but some people to buying too much house too soon. And I just want to caution everyone on that. If you buy too much house too soon, you're probably buying into too big of a property tax too soon, too big of real estate repairs too soon, and that can lead you down the path to getting into credit card debt if you ever have an interruption in your income. So please don't overbuy the first house.
All right. So don't buy too much in the first house. What about retirement and saving for retirement? You wait until you're in your 40s or 50s to start saving for retirement, right?
And we've seen study after study that shows, you're right, Cisco, people don't get serious about their retirement until the midpoint of their career, but the math just proves itself out. If you can find a way to avoid lifestyle creep, get enrolled in that 401k today at work. If you're self-employed, open up that SEP IRA, start getting some dollars into those tax-sheltered IRAs early, and it's just going to make the backside so much easier, because I remind people, when it comes to retirement, you can borrow for a house, you can borrow for college, but you cannot borrow for your own retirement. That's got to be the first place that you're saving.
Thanks so much for all the advice. Craig Bolanos, founding partner and chief executive officer at Wealth Management Group in Inverness and Downers Grove.